WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new burst of dangerous winds today threatens to progress slow up progress fighting the deadly Southern California wildfires. CBS's Tom Hansen is in L.A.
You know, in the forecast, we're seeing the wind could reach up to 70 miles an hour.
A just released portion of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report concludes Donald Trump would have been convicted of election interference had he not been elected in November. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
He reiterated the evidence that he had that Donald Trump pressured state officials, made fraudulent claims about the election, misused his official power.
A Senate confirmation hearing begins this morning for Mr. Trump's controversial choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
He suggests that the biggest threat to American national security right now is wokeism amongst the senior leadership of the U.S. military.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced a record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. Over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000-person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period open through tomorrow. Anyone interested in enrolling can find out more information on wiscover.com, and you can explore their coverage options on healthcare.gov. And when seniors fall ill, not getting the correct care quickly can become dangerous. So when a senior has been denied treatment by an insurance company, that 6 to 9 months of waiting for a decision to be overturned could be crucial. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned in that 6 or 9 months. If you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced $21 million in awards through opioid settlement funds. The funding amount is the largest awarded in a single quarterly period since the state began receiving funds in 2022. The awards will go towards harm reduction efforts, treatment and recovery programs, and building projects. The press release also noted that Wisconsin is due to receive over $150 million more from opioid settlements through 2038. And Aspyrus and North Central Technical College are giving students a chance to experience clinical scenarios like never before. They recently opened up a new simulation center. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 20, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, actual high 9 above this afternoon, tonight down to 3 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, flurries, warmer. Our high tomorrow, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart,
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, I address whether the January 6th committee destroyed evidence. You know, that little tidbit that's been flying around the MAGAverse. It ain't true. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Time is 8:07. It is Tuesday, January the 14th of 2025. It is cold outside. Reminds me, if anybody remembers the movie Groundhog Day. You remember the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Classic movie. I love that movie.
Do you remember the point where every day he'd wake up and his radio would come on and it would have this announcer say, "It's cold outside." That's what it is today. It's cold outside. Fortunately,
yes,
we don't hear that every single day, but we hear it sometimes. In fact, it is colder than it was yesterday. Right now, fair skies, temperature of 9 degrees below zero. Wind chill factor is about the same because the winds are actually a little bit down from where they were yesterday. Right now, winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 25 below zero. But put on another sweater. Glad you could be with us. Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to the WXCO YouTube channel. We have a brand new YouTube channel and we stream our program there as well. So if you'd like to be able to join us, you can watch the stream in addition to tuning in on our different venues here on WXCO. And today might be a good day actually to tune in on the stream because we have a couple of folks that will be coming into studio and you'll be able to see them sitting across the way from me a little bit later on in the show. In fact, coming up at 8:34 this morning, we'll be joined by Brenton Canise of the WASA Conservatory of Music. The WCM has some upcoming events that we will talk about with Brenton Canise coming up at 8:34. And then coming up at 9:06 for the first time here in this new year, we'll find out what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library as we're joined by Robin Vargas. That's coming up at 9:06. Also coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Find out how long this cold snap will continue. From what we heard yesterday, it's not expected to be here all week. In fact, we're expecting temperatures to spike up significantly pretty soon. So we'll find out exactly when and how warm it will get when we're joined by
Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21 this morning. And then coming up as well to wrap up the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We will talk about some celebrity birthdays, some events being acknowledged for today. And of course, wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. I know everybody's out there. They're keeping a chart, keeping track of whether or not Ian is able to get a passing grade each week when it comes to the number for the day quiz, whether or not Ian's able to get a winning record for the week, which is more right than wrong, whether or not he's able to match or even beat his all-time best week, which is 4 out of 5, and of course, that big, big end of the rainbow perfect week that we're still striving for. But stick around at about 9:56 this morning. We will have our number for the day quiz, and for the second time in less than a week, the topic of our number for the day quiz will be
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. So, and when it comes to Mark Zuckerberg, there will be some big numbers, I would imagine. So we'll have to wait and see if it's a big number or a small number, but there will be a number that involves Mark Zuckerberg. Last week, we had a number that involved Mark Zuckerberg that involved the
watch he was wearing during that presentation he made.
Yep, he made a presentation to let everybody know that fact-checking is not important to Meta, Facebook, Instagram anymore. And people noticed he was wearing this watch, and people found out how much that watch is worth.
$900,000.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Not even a billion.
You know, the thing about that is, if I had anything that was worth that much, I would live in mortal fear of losing it. You know, how many times are you walking around, oh, where did I put my phone? Where did I put this notepad with some important information? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having a watch where you take it off and you think, where did I put my $900,000 watch? I have no idea. So we'll find out whether or not it's another big number like that or maybe a smaller number, but nevertheless.
It will definitely be an interesting number.
It will be an interesting number. And you hear the voice of our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. And speaking of numbers, Ian Welsh, and first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're staying warm on this very cold day. But if you got the chance, you can see the moon outside, because
I noticed that on my drive in.
Had to saw the moon last night as well, and my brother Travis actually was telling us that there was a special event that happened last night where I believe, and I could be wrong about this, if I do, I apologize, Travis, but one of our planets was actually behind the moon last night, and you could actually see it happening around like 7:45 last night, and it was really cool. I can't remember if it was, I think he said it was Mars, but it was still pretty cool, though. I mean, seeing the moon last night, it was so full and so big and so bright. It was a very cool sight to see, and I got to see that in the morning as well. So just, it makes you really appreciate, you know, how grand our universe really is.
Take those moments. You never know when those moments occur. You never know when those moments will come again. And yes, you're exactly right. It's good to be able to step back and appreciate something that like that, something massive like that when you really think about it. So, no, that's...
But what about the numbers?
Well, your numbers, because we talk about big numbers, but the number that you're interested in is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So what is your number right now for the amount of days before you get on that airplane, your first ever commercial airline flight down to Orlando, Florida to visit Disney World?
Well, I'm excited to say that I am only 5. So again, 5 days away. It's going to, oh boy, this week can't go by fast enough.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be tough on me next week, though, because I won't have you there, and I'm going to have to do some running around to make sure
to hold down the fort.
I tell you, I mean, I have to go here and then go over there, push a button, come back here, and it's like, make sure I stay on the air. So I'm a little nervous about that, but nevertheless, we will survive, and I know you're going to have a wonderful time, so we'll look forward to that and talk more about that as we continue. Also, folks, if you are interested in joining the program, making a question, making a comment, you can do so. And in fact, we got a comment on our YouTube channel. Hey, we love that. We got our first YouTube comment from our new WXCO.
I see. It's YouTube about the channel. Groundhog Day movie we were talking about.
And Jeremiah Train is tuned in, and I wave out there from YouTube land. Because he said, because I mentioned the Groundhog Day, and he's exactly right. He said, cannot forget the song "I Got You, Babe" from that movie as well. Because when the announcer comes on, says it's cold out there. That's, you know, the song that's always playing every single morning when the Bill Murray character wakes up to relive his day over and over and over again. So,
you know, see, that could be our next number of the day is how many times in the movie does that song play?
That's an interesting one. I'm going to put that in the file. And that may be one that you would think about maybe on Groundhog Day. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, so if you would like to make a comment, you can do it on our YouTube channel. You can do it on our Facebook page. And you can do it by sending a text or making a call as well at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear from you because, doggone it, we don't hit everything that's important. We try to talk about important things. We try to talk about maybe some just fun things as well. But if there's anything on your mind, please don't be afraid to join us here on the program. Again, 715-382-9297. Your voice is very important to us here on this program and throughout all the shows on the Civic Media Radio Network. Actually, it was funny last night real fast about, you know, the shows that we do have. And last night I was in Chippewa Falls. I had a Wausau West hockey game and the Warriors won it 5-0. Win streak is now 6, but I was on the bus, so I took the bus back to Wausau, to Marathon Park, actually, is where they dropped us off. Okay. And I got into my car, and I drove home. And it's about a 15-minute drive home from Marathon Park to where I live. Okay. And I turned on WXCO. I was just listening. And actually, Tom Hartman, it's a nationally syndicated show, but late at night, I think it's between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Or 2 a.m. But Tom Hartman's on in. And again, it was really interesting to listen to his perspective as I was driving in. And that's one thing that I think that we do well here, that there is a lot of different perspectives on where we are, where we should go, different thoughts on the parties and the folks involved in it. And I just for some reason, I really appreciated hearing his perspective as I was driving home. And I hope that as folks drive through, and sometimes we get the blood pressure up, and but at the same time, we feel like it's important, and I hope that that our perspective is important to you. And also, again, that's the point I want to make here: your perspective is important to us, and that's why, again, sometimes I know it can be a little shy. You don't hear many people's voices on our airwaves on this program or the like, but you know, really, I mean, if you really have something that you would like to say, if there's something you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. And again, either call or text 715-382-9297. And again, also, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, makes it real easy to contact the program as well. All you have to do is download the app, Civic Media. Look it up in your, you know, as you search for the app.
It's absolutely free.
Yes, absolutely free. Download the app, and then all the Civic Media stations are right there. The fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. You open it up, you can listen to us, you can send an email, you can go to the website, and you can also a button that will say call, and a button that will say text. And not only for this show, but you can use that for every show. The numbers are a little different for other shows, but if you hit that button, no matter who's on the air at the time, you'll be able to send that text or call. So
that's right.
Again, take advantage. Coming up, we will talk to Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Time is 8:19. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop-a-ray.
At
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21 here on this Tuesday morning. It is the 14th day of January, already to the middle portion of January. This month is even flying right on by. Another very chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. The temperature hovering around 10 degrees below zero right now. I think 9 below zero. At the Wausau Downtown Airport, a wind chill factor of 25 below zero. Yesterday was a very, very nippy one as well, but it's not going to stay this way. It never does around here. And to find out a bit about the weather as we start off our Tuesday, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You know, they always say if you don't like the weather, just wait a day and it'll change.
That is certainly the case. And boy, yesterday, I mean, we were talking yesterday morning, obviously, and it was a cold start. And I'd come in from the parking garage and I'd realize it. But every time I went out yesterday, it was just cold. You expect it in the morning sometimes because you start the day off colder. But boy, I went out to grab a bite to eat around lunchtime. It was cold. And I went out there to drive over to a Marathon Park to catch a bus to Chippewa Falls last night. It was cold. Oh, we got out of the bus in Chippewa Falls. It was cold. And then we got back in late last night. We came back here to Wausau, and I got out of the bus at about 11 o'clock. Guess what? It was cold. It was just cold, cold, cold. And then this morning, actually, the air temperature is actually a little colder than it was yesterday, but the wind chill is about the same.
Yes, yes, it is. So temperatures actually were about 11 below zero actual temperatures. And then, like you said, the wind chills at 25 below. I think Mosinee hit negative 28 feeling like this morning. The entire area, pretty much the cold spot in the state. So if you want to be proud of it, Wisconsin strong. We survived it. Okay. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be going outside trying some cold weather tricks, like maybe really? The boiling water in the air. Or I might even try some eggs. See, just drop them on the ground, see if they break or if they freeze up really fast or not. We'll see. But you got to have some fun in the cold. I feel like at a certain point, it all feels the same, doesn't
yeah.
it?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you're exactly right. There's a certain point where it's just, whether it's cold or darn cold, it is cold, cold, cold. But the thing was, and actually I was tuned in, you know, when you were on with Up North News and Pat earlier, and Rob from Tigerton said something that really caught my attention, because I remember this very, very vividly so often, that we used to have full weeks where the temperature would never get above zero. I mean, yeah. And it was not an unusual thing here in north central Wisconsin. It was actually something that would occur almost every year, where we'd have one of these yep. long cold snaps, and we have not seen that as often. In fact, these last couple of days have been as cold as I can recall in quite a while.
We've had such a weird winter. Nothing on par, actually. Like you said, the cold snaps have been very brief and then a quick warm up. And that has added to our no snow really out there. I mean, we've got about an inch maybe on the ground right now, but we're going to rise warm once again later on this week. So that could be gone again.
Right.
And then we've got another quick cold snap. So that is the trend of these brief cold snaps just taking over. I mean, I'm not going to complain. I kind of like, I don't need a whole week of it.
Actually, real fast, you're talking about this next cold snap that comes, I think, near the end of the weekend and into early next week. Yeah. It actually, again, I could be wrong, but I've seen some numbers that are actually colder than what we're seeing right now.
Oh, yeah, it's worse. So we're getting trained, right?
Yeah.
Baby cold snaps slowly getting worse and worse. Yes, as soon, here's what's going to happen. We're looking at 20s by tomorrow, mm-hmm. 30s on Thursday, 40s potentially on Friday, and then a cold front comes in. We could see some light snowfall, but this system looks really, really dry. But potential for some light snowfall. And then Saturday, highs are just in the teens. Sunday, we're below zero. Hmm. And into early next week, stuck below zero. Our highs today are going to climb to about 10 degrees. It's going to feel more like 10 below, but we're actually getting above zero. By next week and Sunday, nope, that's not the case. So let's hope the winds don't move very much, but usually they do.
By the way, as we get later in the week here, I'm going to ask you not just to focus on our weather.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to take a peek at the forecast for a place named Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
Because we have a guy that's sitting across the way here on the other side of the glass here in our studio that is heading down to Orlando next week or at, by the end of this. So he's going to be gone from Monday through Thursday from the show next week.
Yes, I am.
So we got to sort of get some information for him as we get towards the end of the week. And you think you could make that work?
Absolutely, 100%, because I think we're all trying to think some Florida thoughts.
We're going to live vicariously with Ian next week.
We are.
While we're here on Monday, when we don't get above zero, apparently, temperature-wise, and he's down in Orlando, having fun with Goofy and Mickey and all the rest of them. I mean, we got our
sweating.
Own Goofy and Mickey around here, but we got to start getting some forecasts from Orlando as well, because it'll just make us feel better, too.
I agree with you 100%.
Very good. All right, what are the details here for the the chilly weather forecast here, at least for today and then as we warm up?
Yep, so highs today hitting about 11 degrees, but really feeling 10 below for our highs. So a very, very cold one, still breezy, winds gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour today. They will ease a little bit tomorrow, and we're still looking at some lake effect snow up towards Iron County. So if you're looking for the snow, that's where it is. There's also those ice castles in Eagle River that are available too. But anyways, as we go into tomorrow, a little bit of a warm up as winds switch to out of the south. It'll still be breezy, but we will hit the 20s. Continuing to be breezy into Thursday, we'll climb to near freezing and then above freezing on Friday, starting some melting. Maybe some fog is possible out there before that front comes in and shoves us down to the teens on Saturday. But really, really dry weather. No really big systems coming through.
Well, same old, right?
Yep.
Well, doggone it, you're going to get those snowshoes and those cross-country skis out eventually. I'm going to keep hoping for you because even though I will live vicariously through you, I will live vicariously through Ian, I will live vicariously through everybody else. But yeah, I mean, this winter again, just doggone it. I feel again for those outdoor enthusiasts. It's
been
tough.
It has been too long.
All right, Brittany. Well, again, stay bundled up. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot again. Joins us every weekday morning. Give us a look at the weather. And again, doggone it. I mean, it's just amazing how we're not getting that significant snow that so many folks really would love to see. Fair skies, 9 below zero here in downtown Wausau. Again, that wind chill, 25 below zero. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 16 below. Relative humidity of 71%. The barometer at 30.19 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, all coming up in the next few minutes. And then coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll be joined by Brenton Canise from the Wausau Conservatory of Music, talk about some events going on there. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
for WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin dairy processors can apply for grants through January 17th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the next round of dairy processor grants. As a part of the biennial budget signed by Governor Evers, $200,000 in grant funds are available for licensed dairy processing plants in Wisconsin. They must be engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 in 2 years in duration. And do you know a high school student interested in both art and nature? They may want to enter the design competition for next year's state park passes. Melissa Kay has more.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
And the store, convenience stores in central Wisconsin, have transitioned to a new operator. Reliance Fuel, a Pennsylvania-based company, acquired the store locations from Team Cheryl in late December. They say that all associates have retained their positions and all current locations remain open. Reliance Fuel will continue to offer the Impact Rewards Plus program, and Reliance Fuel says in the future, the store will be updated to carry its Fuel On Wisconsin branding. Team Cheryl will continue to operate 7 Cheryl Tire and Auto Service locations and 30 Subway restaurants. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 20, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, actual high 9 above this afternoon, tonight down to 3 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, flurries, warmer, our high tomorrow, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, our colleague Jimmy Cuska joins us to talk about potential changes within Wisconsin sports. Not everybody's happy. And how much money are we spending already on that Wisconsin Supreme Court race? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'd like to leave his mind.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is almost 8:35. Chilly start here on this Tuesday morning, the 14th of January. Again, temperature at 9 degrees below zero, wind chill factor of 25. If you're going out, make sure you're bundled up. Make sure you have that emergency driving kit as well. You never know when you might run into a little bit of trouble. And coming up again, as we get now into the new year, everybody kind of, I thought, settled down there for a little bit around the new year, Christmas time as well. But now we're going to start to see, again, some different productions going on in different areas around central Wisconsin. And, of course, one of the great organizations here in the Wausau area is the Wausau Conservatory of Music, and they are getting back into the swing of things. And to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Wausau Conservatory, we're joined again by Brenton Canese. And Brenton, good to see you again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, we had talked to you back in late 2024, and there's always things going on, and now turning into the new year. And I imagine there's a lot of excitement. There's a sense of renewal and a lot of great stuff coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the new year is that kind of kicks off a way for people to see, oh, what's coming up, you know, no matter how much they're dreading or enjoying the new year, you know, but it gives them something to look forward to, you know, being able to participate in the events, go see events and mm-hmm. that. And that's why the conservatory, we offer many events, especially for free, which also helps.
Yeah. And I think the first item of business to talk about is one that I think is fantastic on a number of different levels. Of course, you say it's an opportunity for folks to come and see a free concert and don't have to worry about if, you know, your budget is tight or anything like that. But the thing that really excites me is that I get an opportunity to be around high school kids a lot in terms of the sports aspect, and then always from time to time be able to talk to them and hear about their theatrical productions as well. And now you got the musical aspect coming up this Saturday. Could you talk a little bit about a cool event, and it's a rather significant event with a lot of different schools getting together?
Yeah, it's a huge event. It's a rock-infused orchestra concert. It's a group based down in Appleton, who puts on this concert all over the state. So they're called Rock Infused Orchestra. So they bring it to different schools, and we brought this to the conservatory, or in the Wausau area in general, in 2021. So that was the first year we're doing that. Started off at Wausau West. That was a way really to boost the string orchestra programs in the area, because mm-hmm. there was a decline after COVID in that. Mm-hmm. So that was a way to get people back into the classrooms and go into music and string orchestra specifically, because there was just such a strong decline in that. And this is a program to excite the students and excite the people in the area to, you know, look forward to these concerts. They perform a variety of rock and pop music. Last year they did Live and Let Die, which was, I love that. And they did a rap piece through orchestra. So that was they do really interesting types of music, and they learn it in one day. It's a one-day camp for the kids. So they come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the concert's at 3, and they learn all that music in one day. So yeah, it's pretty intense, and it's a free.
Oh man,
the students don't have to pay a thing to participate in it. It's the point of being able to show that the conservatory wants to enhance the musical community in Wausau.
It's not exactly a jam session, because yeah, they know they get the music in terms of what they're going to be playing together. But at the same time, the idea of a bunch of kids from different schools coming together in the morning, and then 6 hours later actually going out there and performing. And obviously it's been something that's been done exceptionally well, not mm-hmm. just here, but throughout the, you know, the state. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's, in a sense, a little bit playing without a net. And that's one of the wonderful things about performing, whether it's a stage actor or whether it's a musical performer, that rush of the live performance. And this is taking it to the next level, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's 200 plus kids on that stage performing. So it's, you know, for the audience, they just love to see it. It's free for the audience, you know, free for the students to participate in. And so everyone just has fun on that day. And that's all what it's all about, just to celebrate, you know, what they did in the one day, and just to see what you can do in a limited amount of time. You'd be surprised mm-hmm. what people can accomplish in just mm-hmm. a small amount of time.
How many different schools are the kids from for this event?
Yeah, so it's Wausau School District, DC Everest Area School District. There's some kids from Newman and some homeschool kids who we have, and they've just had some conservatory students who come in and that. So we just get everyone from the Wausau area. You know, if you're in grade 6 or 12, you're able to participate, and they get the music, I think, a week or two in advance. You know, it's a pretty small window, but that's the whole point of them coming together. You know, they may have never performed with the person they're sitting next to on stage, and right. that's a cool experience. You know, you don't find that anywhere else, really. Right. So it's a great opportunity for them to go outside their comfort zone and, you know, just have fun and let loose and just really enjoy working together and the music they're playing.
Have you seen what you want? You said, you mentioned one of the reasons to bring this in back in 2021 was in the post-COVID era to try to get people, the kids back involved with the strings and with the orchestra. Have you seen those numbers do what you wanted to do, help in some way?
Yeah, so it was our conservatory faculty, Kirsten Hornby, who also teaches at Wausau East and Wausau West, and she's the orchestra director there, and she was the one who really wanted to bring this to the Wausau area, and so she was really the one to push us and say, I think this is a good opportunity for us. So the conservatory decided, you know, it was a good opportunity, and there was an increase in students joining orchestra and just staying in the orchestra as well. Last year at our gala, we had someone had a testimonial about their experience with Rio and with Kirsten as a teacher and that. And it's just great to see their experience on a personal level, that how these events one day can actually have a huge amount of change on someone and their artistic values.
Fantastic. Okay, what are the details again for people? Because this is coming up this Saturday.
Yes, so it's going to be at Wausau West High School Auditorium. It's at 3 p.m., and the doors are going to open at 2:50. So I know some people are just crammed in there like sardines. I've seen that last year. But so 2:50, just so you know. And there's over 600 seats in there, so yeah, come on down. It's a free concert. You don't need a ticket. You just come and walk into the auditorium at Wausau West, and that's at 1200 West Wausau Ave, for those who want the address. Again, that's a free concert, so no tickets. You just park, and you just show up, and you enjoy the show. It's about an hour long.
And I'm going to throw out because in our business, we know the importance of folks that are sponsors. And I saw on your Facebook, it says Incredible Bank. And
yes.
Obviously, they're your sponsor, but I still think it's important to give them a shout out, because without the support of folks in the business community, you can't have these kind of events, can you?
Absolutely. Incredible Bank is, no pun intended, incredible. They truly are. They really care about the community.
If you're going to have the name Incredible Bank, you better be
absolutely
incredible, right?
They're the title sponsor of the event. They give so much back to the community, and they've just been incredible to work with. Again, no pun intended. UMR, United Healthcare Company in Wausau, their division, they sponsored a Rose Sale in the past. They switched over to Rock Infused Orchestra this year. They've been a great help. Hyde Music, they're a sponsor as well. Obviously, they sell music of that, and they show the importance of having music in the schools in the area. The Jefferson Street Inn, who has kindly let the people from Appleton stay there free of charge, so we thank them for being our lodging partner. And, of course, the program partner, Rock Infused Orchestra, the company Appleton, Andy Hutchinson, and the rest of his staff for being able to bring in professional musicians from outside of the state even and have them perform at this concert.
Terrific. Again, that is Saturday at 3 p.m. Really so much fun to see the kids out there performing like this. Rock-infused orchestra at Wausau West in their auditorium. But that's not all that's going
on.
That's
not all. There's more.
What else is happening?
So the week after, on Sunday, January 26, we have our annual faculty recital. This year, we're doing it in memory of Dr. Lily Chia Brisman, who passed away in July. So that's the theme this year. And she was at the conservatory for about 26 years teaching. So there's going to be a lot of pieces of people dedicating songs to her. And then there'll just be some general pieces, you know. It's going to have all of our, a lot of our faculty and their repertoire and that, seeing that on stage. And also be a couple of Dr. Brisman's former students who will be performing as well. So that, again, that's a free event and that's open to the public. That's going to be a great way to see what our faculty performs at the conservatory, because sometimes our faculty doesn't get a lot of credit. You know, it's a lot of the students have the recitals and that, but it's a great way to see what our faculty has done and be able to witness what they teach their students in that, seeing how professionals work on stage. So that's another great concert that's coming up on the 26th.
And, you know, it's wonderful that obviously there is the balance. You're saddened to lose somebody after a quarter century of being such a big part of the conservatory. But I just think it's wonderful when you have this opportunity to have the people that worked with her and be able to go out there and perform. And as you said, so often those that are, you know, the teachers, the behind the scenes, they have just as much of that, I think, probably that spirit within them to perform as well. I imagine that it must be a wonderful opportunity for the faculty to have these kind of events.
Absolutely. You know, the conservatory doesn't exist without its faculty. And, you know, we pride ourselves on having a really an esteemed faculty and being able to teach students from across the central Wisconsin just the importance of music education, right, and also just important skills. You know, a lot of our students excel in their programs at school or go off to college in that, and then it's a really testament of what we offer the conservatory.
And again, the talent that you do have, not just again with the students, with the faculty, is something that is very important here in our community in terms of these events. And again, another free event. I just think that is so wonderful. Yeah. You've talked about that in the past, the idea of bringing the music to the people. And I do think that, you know, one of the things that I probably anybody that, whether, again, you have different types of the arts, when you're exposed to it, you find somebody that's going to be a patron for life, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, by offering free events, that invites everybody. You know, it sticks with our core mission of, you know, lessons, and that is no one is turned away due to financial barriers, right? We want to make sure that everyone has access to lessons. That's why each year we provide more than $40,000 in tuition assistance and scholarships. So being able just to witness what we have at the conservatory, if you want to come down to the faculty recital, you come out to Rio, we can get you signed up for lessons or group classes. You know, a lot of opportunities coming up. We have a ukulele choir that's starting up. We have our Harmony Hive Children's Choir, which has just done great work last semester. That was their first time, and they're going to continue this semester. So there's so many opportunities. You don't have to be, 5 years old or 7 years old to participate. You can be any age and come on down and just join a class.
And you got different areas people can find more information. And I was looking at your Facebook, you see all these links to the conservatory, these different areas. So again, if you're somebody in a certain area, you'll probably be able to find it. Wherever.
Absolutely. You can give us a call at the conservatory. Otherwise, our Facebook page or website that's kept up to date daily. We typically have posts on there. And as all the information is about events, I also want to note we have our fundraiser gala and evening Paris tickets are on sale for that. So all that information is on the website. If you have any questions about Rock Infused Orchestra or the faculty recital, that information is on the website, or you can just give us a call.
So again, Rock Infused Orchestra this Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Wausau West High School Auditorium. Again, kids from schools all around the Wausau area getting together and having a lot of great music and fun, as you said. And then the faculty recital is coming up a week from Sunday. Is that correct?
Yep. Sunday, January 26th at 1 p.m.
And that's at the conservatory?
At the conservatory.
Fantastic. Anything you wanted to add before we wrap it up, Renton?
I just hope people come out and see these free events. You know, if they enjoy them, you know, talk to a staff afterwards. We can get you signed up for lessons, answer any questions you have, and we hope you enjoy the concerts.
Yep, and we'll definitely get you back in before the evening in Paris. I got to find out about that. Get to go to Paris without even leaving the central Wisconsin area.
Absolutely, it's going to be a great night.
That would be fantastic. Brenton Canese, Wausau Conservatory of Music, thank you again for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
The time is 8:48. We're going to take a quick timeout. Don't forget, coming up at 9:06. We'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. So that's still to come here this morning. With Ian Welch, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Yes, our lovers banished. Though nothing will keep us together. Just for one day. What you say, I say.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
And welcome back to At Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to our WXCO YouTube channel. We have a brand new channel, just started up about a week ago. Just go to YouTube.com, be able to see our video presentation. Our previous videos are up on that page as well. So again, if you miss any of the show, there's different ways of going back and tuning in. Of course, we have our show page at civicmedia.us and also WXCO.fm. But also now you can go to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO page each and every morning to see this program that we bring you each and every weekday from 8 until 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again to Brenton Canese from the Wausau Conservatory of Music for joining us. I know that you've worked with Brenton quite a bit, haven't you?
I certainly have, both as a fellow actors, and also he was my director in the Drowsy Chaperone.
Yep, and I was
a very well done show, if I might say.
I was asking him what he's going to be up to, and he's got a couple of shows coming up here in 2025 that he's going to be directing.
That's right.
So I think he said Anastasia that he's going to be doing.
The first one he's actually doing is with a children's
children's theater.
It's the Enchanted Bookshop musical, and I hope she doesn't mind if I say this. My mom is coming out of retirement and doing the costumes for the show. She hasn't done that for a while.
Fantastic.
So it's nice to see her get back to being involved with that.
Well, seeing you involved in all this stuff, I imagine it makes it easier to get back into it.
Well, unfortunately, at children's theater is a little out of my age range.
Right.
Right now.
But just to be involved in it, you know, he probably sees all the fun that you're having, so it's like...
I still go and see the shows.
There absolutely. You go. Are you...
Yes, he'll also be doing the... He'll be directing the summer show for Wausau, a community theater, doing the very popular musical Anastasia.
Yep, that's what he was saying as well. So that'll be coming. That's is that in the summertime?
Shows for that are going to be towards the end of May and the beginning of June. It's actually going to be two weekends of shows, so it'll be very busy.
Absolutely.
That's going to be at the Venega Theater, and he's actually telling me this last night, that the auditions will be in like the middle of March, but no official dates have been announced yet. So if you're listening to this and you want to audition for it, you know, stay tuned in March, because it's going to be here before we know it. So make sure you listen to the soundtrack and get prepared.
You know,
I've been doing.
I've been thinking, at some point, I've got to do something. I got to get involved in one of these shows. I really do. I got to find some time somewhere before I get too old, because I so enjoyed it when I did it. It's been such a long time. The last time I did anything on stage was back in 2007. I did the Crucible with the community theater down in Stevens Point, and it was a lot of fun. I've actually done that show twice. I did it back at UW Marathon County back in 1991 as well. So, so I've been in that wonderful Arthur Miller play twice, and someday I'm going to have to find that time. But unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, because I love what I do, but I have so many sporting events in the evening, which makes it hard to, you know, commit to anything like that. But I think you're exactly right that people...
Theater is a commitment, just like high school sports is. You know, if you're going to be in it, you have to commit to it, and you've already committed to high school sports, absolutely.
Maybe some summertime where it slows down a little bit. You have to find something, but you're exactly right. For people who are thinking about it, take that risk. Go out there. Audition. Get a part. Be part of a company with a lot of wonderful people, and experience life. And that's one thing that I think they really do. You get out there and you feel it. You feel it in a way that you probably don't in any other aspect of your life when you're on stage, right?
Exactly. And you don't have to have a big part. If you just want to be in the show, just come to the audition and do your best, because every part is important. I've learned this through the many years I've been involved with a theater. Every single part and all the different components come together to make a truly wonderful show.
And again,
whether you're a lead role, supporting cast, ensemble, behind the scenes with a technical crew, working on the set, doing the props, selling the tickets, every single role matters in theater. I don't want anybody I tell you otherwise.
And again, we've talked about this in the past as well, that we're very fortunate here in the Wausau and Central Wisconsin area to have so many wonderful aspects for people to be able to express their artistic talents, and so many great groups, whether it's schools, whether it's independent groups, and of course the Grand Theater. And tomorrow we'll have our first 2025 visit tomorrow with the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. We'll talk about what's happening as we go into 2025 at the Grand with Sean Wright. He'll be with us in the second hour. And also tomorrow morning in the first hour, we'll be joined by Bob Look. He comes in every other Wednesday to talk about what's going on in the news and sports, and plenty to talk about, and we'll have Bob with us in hour number one tomorrow. So again, it's been a good first hour. We've been very positive here in the first hour, I think. You know, got away from the politics for a little bit, but we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the news. But coming up after our information update, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. Talk about what's happening at the library coming up. Glad you could be with us. The time is 8:58. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCR.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome dietitian and nutritionist Sherry Stoka, and from the band Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump's just tweeted his complete and total support for his controversial defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, who's just entered a Senate chamber to cheers and boos with his confirmation hearing about to get underway. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Categories of the questioning, I think, will be in two. First will be Hegseth's personal conduct and past, and second will be a review of his qualifications to be Secretary of Defense based on his experience.
The Justice Department's released part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on election interference in 2020. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He concluded that there was a, quote, unprecedented criminal effort by Trump and those around him.
Just in, U.S. and Israeli